This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful election day post show where we are celebrating things. And I will actually get back to these calls here in just a minute. They fixed whatever that little glitch happened to be. But let's talk about this, because the guy said, okay, it was a great night. It was a great win. We have to march forward. And we do. And there are some things coming that we need to be aware of. Things, some of these we talked about before. Some of them we really haven't. First, the Senate leadership race. It's a big, big deal. We've got a voicemail.
Hey, Jesse, I'm with you about the Senate majority leader. We can't have another Mitch McConnell, and I hate Thune, and I hate Cornyn, and I love Rick Scott. Anyway, I don't know, is there any way we can mobilize? I've called my two senators, but I just wondered if you can make any suggestions. Is there any way constituents can influence the vote?
Okay, so I'm going to level with you. And I wish my answer to what you just asked was different, but here it is. You should call and or email your two senators. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm not. But we've had this talk before about how you get into leadership in the House or the Senate. How you do that is you raise money and you hand it out. Campaign money. I'm not talking about personal money. You raise campaign money and you hand it out. It's not an accident. John Cornyn was throwing fundraisers for guys like Sheehy in Montana who just won a Senate seat. Do you think Sheehy is going to remember that John Cornyn fundraiser when it comes time to choose the next Senate majority leader? This is a long-winded way of me telling you, yes, call and email, but that's probably not enough. Rick Scott is the only one worth the crap running. If it's John Thune or John Cornyn, we essentially just got rid of Mitch McConnell and replaced him with Mitch McConnell. Rick Scott's the only one who's different than either of those guys. And Rick Scott's, of course, not perfect. Nobody is. But he's so much better than those guys. The best way to get Rick Scott is something we're probably not going to get. We need Donald Trump to endorse him. That's what it would take. And it's not that I don't think Trump wants that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who his preference is when it comes to that stuff. But when you get elected president, it's the same story for Democrats and Republicans. There's this, I don't necessarily want to call it a honeymoon period, but that's how I'm going to put it, where you have political capital. You are now the new head of the party. You are the new president. And it doesn't last forever. I want to be clear about this. It does not last forever. It won't be long. They'll be throwing mud at Trump. Maybe we'll be throwing mud at Trump if he does something about it. The honeymoon phase doesn't last forever. And you only have so much political capital. Barack Obama famously spent all of his passing Obamacare. Remember that? He spent every ounce of political capital he had. Democrats kind of felt obligated to go along with him on it. He passed it. America hated it. He got wiped out in the midterms. He never really got anything else done. If you're Donald Trump and you just won this huge resounding victory, Trump's people know that the Senate leadership matters. It's going to matter a lot. Trump's people are really aware that his confirmations, his nominations, they have to get confirmed by the Senate. Trump might not want to waste, or I shouldn't say waste, he might not want to use political capital that is limited on a Senate race, on a Senate leadership race. I would argue it would be a smart use of it, because if we end up, it looks like right now it's going to be 52 seats, 51, 52 seats for the GOP. And remember, J.D. Vance is the tiebreaker, so we could even afford to lose one or two. But, man, it would really be nice to have Rick Scott. And I don't know that we're going to be able to get Rick Scott without Donald Trump throwing his considerable political weight behind it. I'm not saying don't call. I'm not saying don't email. Call, email. But we probably need Trump here. And that brings me to his most important appointment, the AG. The Department of Justice in this country has become an evil organization that sent the FBI's counterterrorism division after school board moms. The Department of Justice and the FBI must be brought to heel. I mean, the FBI should be completely eliminated, but we'll set that aside for now. Trump's attorney general pick is so critically important, I can't even put it into words. If we get a smart, ruthless enforcer in there, a reformer who is going to look inward, mainly inward, meaning he's going to go after the filth inside of the government, inside the DOJ, inside the FBI, inside the intelligence agencies, then we are going to do so well. And if we get another swamp rat who thinks that, well, I mean, we have to be better than that, we are in a lot of trouble. That is the one to watch. And I don't know who that's going to be. I don't know. I mean, I have some people I like, but that's the one to watch. All right. All right. Let's try these again so they got them fixed. Ken, Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, Jesse. Hopefully I'm there. Hey, yeah, I got to apologize to you, man. In that period of a month there where you didn't take any phone calls, I cheated on you with Buck and Clay. And I feel really guilty about it. And I did come back, so you can tell Buck and Clay that... And the Ken from Pennsylvania bit, they lost out.
Don't let them know, Ken. You know what? That's right. Screw Clay and Buck. Screw those guys. Anthony, Wisconsin, go.
Hey, Jesse, I love your show. I watched for the first time on the First TV last night, and I loved your roast of Clay on about that pistachio creme brulee.
Look, Buck is... He's a personal friend, as I'm sure you could tell. But even if pistachio creme brulee, which I've never even heard of before, most people have never even heard of that before. Even if that's your thing, Buck has one of the highest IQs of anyone I've ever met in my life. Maybe that doesn't come across on the air. I think it does, but he's just a brain, a real huge IQ. I'm sure his IQ is about 10 times the size mine is. Why would a smart guy admit to eating pistachio creme brulee on the air? You lie about that or something. I don't know. Maybe he's too honest. That's ridiculous. You got to learn when to lie. Joaquin, Pennsylvania, go. Didn't call from a Pure Talk phone. You can tell right away. Dennis, Colorado, go.
Jesse, it's a privilege, man. I love your show and I love the laughs. Just wanted to say two things. First of all, the people in my small town in Colorado has mentioned that I should run for city council. And I said, no, that's stupid. I'm not going to do it. Then I thought, Jesse Kelly would probably tell me to do it. Then again, he'd tell me to be ready for the letdown. So anyway, I did it. I lost, but I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is for people with Trump derangement syndrome, my way to shut them up is like, I'm going to give you a quick example. There was a lady yesterday, I mentioned something about the election, but I was talking about for myself. And she said, oh my God, no, it's so scary. I said, what's so scary? Well, Trump. I said, what are you scared of with Trump? Well, when he gets in there, he's going to change things and appoint himself as a dictator. And I said, I'll tell you what, would you put $1,000 on that? Because I'll bet you $1,000 right now that is not going to happen. And it always shuts them up. They'll never put up money. So that's how I do it.
First of all, one, I like that. First of all, losing my congressional races was the best thing that ever happened to me. And credit to you for getting in. Like I said, when I tell you to get in and I tell you to run, I've done it. And when I tell you might lose, I've done that too. You can always run again. And even if you don't, you got off your butt and tried. And that's way more than most people ever do. And it's a credit to you for doing it. Credit to you for doing it. Look, I Well, I'll tell you in a second. I took one on the chin last night, too. Not in a Kamala Harris way. I'll explain in just a moment. Before I do that, let me explain that real estate, hard assets, the financial situation may have improved, but $35 trillion in debt, the last I checked, still remains, and that number is going up, 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 up every single day. So what in the world can you rely on when the federal government is destroying the dollar? You can rely on hard assets. Gold, land, real estate. Done for you real estate is the way you get into real estate. Because one, there are people, they know what they're doing. They'll find you the right properties. They'll vet everything. They handle the financing. They handle the closing. They even handle the rental process. You sit back and you develop tax-free income. People have retired because they made a phone call. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and find out more. Doneforyoujesse.com. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, bathing ourselves with the tears of the communists tonight, as it was a wonderful, wonderful night. Before I get to the phones, I'll get back to him in a second. Look, a guy just called, he ran for city council, lost. I won't specify where it wasn't where I live, but I got hugely involved in a school board race. I don't want to go into details of why, but I got super involved in a school board race and tried to flip an entire school board. I was going for four candidates. It was a seven-man school board, and four candidates were up, and I was very involved in the four candidates who were challenging them. Lost every friggin' one of them. Every friggin' one of them. That's how these things go. 1,000 battles. We will win some. Yesterday, we won a lot. We will lose some. But the fight continues no matter what. Obviously, we're celebrating tonight, and I'm glad we are. And I'm taking phone calls. I never do that on this show. But taking phone calls, and we're having a good time, and that's good. But the battle continues on and on and on. And it will always be there, because there is always evil, and it is always trying to snuff out the light. The battle will never, ever stop until the day they put us down. All right? Shane, Indiana, go. Shane, Indiana, go. It's got to be something I'm doing, Chris. I don't want to hang up on the poor guy. Shane in Indiana. Shane, I'm not hanging up on you. I hope not, at least. Let me try Joan. Joan in Colorado. Joan.
I'm calling on my Pure Talk phone. Let the bar eat, Jesse.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Joan.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I just love the show, and I want you to have Owen Schroyer back on, please. And I want President Trump to... Oh, first of all, no. I'm so excited that President Donald J. Trump is going to be our president again, which he's been all along, in my opinion. And I think that the J6ers need immediate attention. And Owen Schroyer is a journalist. And Jesse, I don't know. Okay. I think that you should give him some more time on the show. He's awesome, just like you. And your hands aren't small. Your hair looks great. And, you know, raise those giant manly hands up in a cheer for President Trump.
How about that? How about that? Are you listening, Chris? Yes. Joan knows what's up. These hands are enormous. That's in everybody's face. And my hair, it's a little bit shorter than it used to be. Shut up, Chris. It's a little bit shorter than it used to be. I'll tell you something. I was looking at myself this morning and I thought, wow, you look good. What, Chris? That's what I said to myself this morning. It's called confidence. Don, Tampa, go.
Well, I just had an idea. I know why Kamala did not do a concession speech. It's because they only had a victory speech for her, and they weren't going to let her wing it like Trump. So they spent all night until early afternoon to get a concession speech that she could read.
You know, I'm not sure if I believe that. I'm not saying you're crazy or anything like that. But these people, these politicians, especially when you get into presidential politics, remember, it was a $1 billion campaign. $1 billion. So a presidential campaign is essentially a short-term Fortune 500 company. It's really what it is. It's very short-term, but $1 billion is a lot of cheddar to spread around. These people have armies of speechwriters, armies of speechwriters. It's not like you or me having to come up with some kind of a speech where we know we have to talk for 10 or 15 minutes. You or me, we'd probably need some time. So we probably need a day. No. Especially for a concession speech where the race is over, you're conceding, dome. That would have taken 15 minutes. Okay, even if I go give you 15 minutes, a half hour. And speechwriters would have had a speech in her hands that conceded it. Chris is making accusations. And so I'll just say, Chris is accusing her of being a drunk. We talked about this the other night. I do not generally like to toss around accusations about people who struggle with various addictions and substance abuse. I'm very tender to that. You know that I've told you before, when I got out of the Marines, I just had a real bad alcohol problem. I was in a bad spot. So I've been there. If you're struggling, remember, I'm with you. I'm cheering for you. So I don't like to just blast away at that. But I am, ever since I brought it up on the radio the other night, I've been having people chirp in my ear. Little birdies are whispering that Kamala Harris having a problem with alcohol is something that people talk about in D.C. And I'm telling you right now, that is not something I have heard before. So there's a chance maybe it's not true. But it really doesn't make any sense why her campaign, not only did they not come out and concede last night, they didn't come out and concede this morning. And there was something else that happened today. This is unheard of. Her campaign refused to respond to any media outlets. Media outlets, they started complaining about it. That's how we all found out about it. Media outlets kept reaching out. Hey, Dome, you have a statement about this. Hey, Dome, this. Hey, Dome, that. And instead of, they didn't even give back a no comment. It was just complete radio silence from the Dome campaign. And you never know. You never know the reasons why. Maybe they just had the sads. We all saw Tim Walz and Doug Emhoff sitting there crying during the speech today. So who knows? Maybe they were just sitting around crying. I don't know, doing whatever these crazy liberals do, smoking hemp or something like that. But maybe she was sleeping in. Maybe she was sleeping it off. I don't know. Look, we played audio before.
I love you back.
She's an odd-sounding human. And remember, I got an email. I don't have it right in front of me, so I'm not going to bother digging for it. But the person was asking me, the guy was asking me, he said, do you think she's relieved she lost? Well, no, she's not relieved she lost. Not totally. But I bet you part of her is glad to be done with this. You can tell by the nervous laughter all the time, by how uneasy she is in her own skin. Kamala Harris was never having fun. Ever. I told this to you before. We've had this talk. A lot of these people, these evil monsters in these high positions of power, you think they have a better life than you? They're miserable. You're sitting on a tailgate eating a sandwich and your legs hurt because it's been a hard day of work and you're thinking they have it better than you. You're happier than them. All right? You're happier than them. And you're going to keep working that job because I know your T levels are up, aren't they? Aren't they? You've been taking your male vitality stack from chalk, haven't you, gentlemen? Took mine again this morning. I'm running on a little sleep and my voice is going because I talked for 5 straight hours last night and I still took the time to take my male vitality stack after breakfast like I do every single day. Natural herbal supplements, a 20% increase in your testosterone levels quickly. 90 days. 90 days for you to feel like a totally different person. Try it. If it doesn't work, you don't feel better, cancel it. Go to chalk.com, chok.com, and get a subscription. Use the promo code Jesse or call them. Text them. 50-CHALK-3000. All right? All right, I'll get to some more of these calls. You earned them. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a great day, a Wednesday after an amazing election. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Georgetown, this is from Campus Reform. Georgetown gives students milk and cookies to help them cope with the election. And I would love to have told my dad when he was alive that I needed some milk and cookies to cope with an election, just to see the look on his face. Gosh, that would have been freaking priceless. Absolutely priceless. Anyway, let's start motoring through these things, shall we? Martin, New York, go.
Hey, Jesse. Your show is heavier than 10 boxes on a regular basis. My question... yeah. My question is... you were talking about the AG. I always thought that Ted Cruz would make a great AG because he's so relentless, you know? So what do you say about Ted Cruz for AG?
Yeah, look, I actually like the idea a lot. I like the idea, but this is one of those things that you do and I do. I do it too. Things that look good on paper, but in the real world, it doesn't work out that way. You know what else happened last night? Ted Cruz just won his Senate seat again and won it handily. He pummeled his dirty commie challenger here in the state of Texas. What does that mean? That means Ted Cruz now has 6 years as a United States Senator. And it also means he just got raised a ton of money and spent a ton of money on a Senate race. So picture this. You go to all your friends, all your donors, your campaign staff, you spend a year busting your butt. They worked really hard going all over the state. You campaigned. You're out there begging people for money, trying to stay on TV or trying to stay ahead. You finally claim this huge, you finally claim this huge victory on Tuesday night. And a month later, you're like, hey, thanks, guys. Anyway, I'm out. I'm going to go be the AG now. It's just not... it wouldn't happen. It's not done. And frankly, it kind of looks bad. Look, I would love him there. I would. It just, it looks bad. Mike, Washington, go.
Yeah. So, it's funny because I was watching an interview because I was just loving seeing all these meltdowns from all these people. And I was watching Al Sharpton go, you know, it's kind of hard for us to keep people in a party when we're singling out like men, black men, Latino men, calling them misogynistic. You know, all this. And then they turn around after they're having the discussion, and Al Sharpton was rebutting something a few lines later and was saying, well, it's quite apparent that these guys who voted for Trump don't really care about women's rights. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, do you guys not see how it's like a disease with you? You just said you can't call people misogynistic, but you're basically calling the men who voted for Trump misogynistic. It's like insane to me. And then the other question I had, one question I had for you, do you think that the Republicans are going to take the House? Because I'm watching that real close, and it's taken a long time to get to this number we need.
The House takes a long time, and a lot of that's because of places like California that take time to bring everything in. The election people I trust say we now are going to take the House. It is not going to be a huge majority. It will be... I think, don't quote me on this just yet, I think it'll be slightly bigger than the majority we had. So let's call it 10 seats, 15 seats. It's going to be slightly bigger. So it's going to be a majority. That's worth something. So we are going to take the House. As far as these people, you know, not being able to hear themselves. Remember, I told you I'm not going to go into the whole story before, but have you ever been to one of their protests, or at least you've seen videos of one of their protests?
Why all the chanting? The endless chanting. That one lib who came up to me and started yelling at all her lib friends not to talk to me, she didn't just say, don't talk to this guy. She started chanting, like on her own, do not talk to this clown. Do not talk to his. It was bizarre. Why would you? What? That's how they program them. People are programmable. And you're right. This whole racist, sexist, misogynistic, hates women, hates. It's been so beaten into them year after year after year after year of the same sayings, the same chantings, that that's just what they, that's how they communicate. And that's why your liberal Aunt Peggy fritzes out when you start trying to nail her down on certain issues or asking probing questions. That's why she lashes out the way she does, because it never goes any deeper than that. They don't know anything. They're insane. David, Alabama, go.
Well, back to the whole AG thing. I think Trump should pull Trey Gowdy out of retirement just for the simple fact of the way he was on the Gonski committee and the way he went after Hillary Clinton. Also,
yeah, I'm okay. Look, I am hesitant. Here, it's not that I'm criticizing you for the pick. I really don't want the AG pick to be a Washington, D.C. guy. And I know it's not my pick, it's Trump's pick. I didn't get elected president. He did the work, so he gets to pick. But I have these dreams myself of a true D.C. outsider. Maybe Andrew Bailey of Missouri, that he's the AG of Missouri, just a stud. Maybe Ken Paxton type of Texas. Pick some red state AG who knows what he's doing and has never been in the swamp. I like the idea of an outsider coming in. He doesn't have friends. He doesn't have these allegiances. He doesn't owe this guy a favor. An outsider coming in to clean house. That position from Trump is everything. Absolutely everything. And another thing, I am so impressed by what he's got RFK Jr. turned loose on. RFK Jr., I saw this today. Trump means it. This wasn't just a campaign thing. Trump means it. RFK's out there saying things like
you
this.
You say clearing out the corruption in your terms. Would that mean clearing out the top level federal service workers that are currently at the FDA and the CDC?
In some categories, I would say.
What does that look like? Yeah.
Yeah, in some categories of workers, there are entire departments like the nutrition departments at FDA that have to go. That are not doing their job. They're not protecting our kids. Why do we have Fruit Loops in this country that have 18 or 19 ingredients, and you go to Canada and it's got two or three?
Would you eliminate any of the agencies?
To eliminate the agencies, as long as it requires congressional approval, I wouldn't be doing that. But I can get the corruption out of the agencies. This is what I've been doing for 40 years. I've sued all those agencies. I have a PhD in corporate corruption, and that's what I do. And once they're not corrupt, once Americans are getting good science and are allowed to make their own choices, they're going to get a lot healthier.
That's awesome. RFK Jr., I know it can be hard to understand him. Trump is going to turn this guy loose on things like the FDA. That's good. Listen, he goes on.
And I spent 2 days with him recently, and he was saying things that were kind of shocking to me. You know, he was saying things like that, you know, the kind of change, the level of change that he wants to make in our government, I think is going to be unprecedented. And
shocking to you in a good way?
Yeah, in a good way. But just, you know, that any it's so impolitic. He's an impolitic guy, and he's a guy that does what he wants to do.
Well, can I give you an example?
He wants a revolution, and I think he's going to get one.
I'm hearing really good things, and I'm really pleasantly surprised by Trump's personnel choices. Look, you never know, but right now, I'm hopeful. Sean, New Hampshire, go.
Day one, the executive order for race quotas gets pulled out by the roots. The audience knows Steve from Manhattan. Go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go Buchanan.
Pat Buchanan. Oh, and I can't believe Steve from Manhattan snuck it in there. Dave, Ohio, go. Or Idaho, sorry. Dave, Idaho, go. Did I not? Oh, I clicked on the wrong thing. David, I don't know. David, are you there? Did I? Dang it. I always do that. Let's go to a different David. I'm sure he's basically the same person. David in Virginia, go.
So, you know, I'll give you an example on this AG thing and the prosecutions that have been taking place on Trump. If you have a bully that comes in every single day and punches you in the face in school, he's going to keep doing it until you do it back. We really need to do some prosecutions. I'm thinking Mayorkas has got a contempt of Congress out there, just different things. We need to put somebody in jail.
No question. Government people have to go to jail. Not out of revenge. They have committed crimes for 4 years. Mayorkas has committed crimes. Being appointed head of DHS and opening up the border is a crime against your country. Mayorkas, send him. And you know what? Send Merrick Garland right along with him. He took his position as AG and did evil things with him. Government people must go to prison. That includes FBI agents. All right, one more segment. We'll get to as many of these as we can. Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a celebratory Wednesday. And I want to go ahead and tell Biden goodbye and good riddance. I was thinking today, you know, about the last 4 years, and you think about how horrible a lot of it was, well, really all of it was. But I think the image that sticks with me the most is Joe Biden repeatedly checking his watch when he had to go meet the families and the bodies of the 13 warriors he brought back from Afghanistan. What a weapons grade jerk that guy has always been. And I've got to be honest with you, the fact that his political career ended in an embarrassing shame makes me laugh. I think it's glorious. The fact that Democrats are now going to spend a lot of time blaming him, it just cracks me up to no end. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
One thing that we are clearly already starting to see take place is finger pointing and the blame game. And a lot of that is going to be directed at President Biden. And this is even coming from some folks inside of the Harris campaign. One senior official I just talked to said Biden will hold a lot of blame for it. And frankly, they said he should. One of the ways in which he is being blamed right now actually just goes back to the simple decision of seeking a second term and re-election in the first place. Remember, back in 2020 when he was running, he had initially said, I plan on being a transition and a bridge president. And of course, changed his mind ultimately and said, I'm the only person that can defeat Donald Trump. I have more work to do, and ended up seeking a second term. And then when his performance completely blew up at the CNN debate over the summer, he had no choice, ultimately was forced to get out of the race. And that's why we ended up having this very truncated Kamala Harris campaign in the first place. And Democrats are looking back on all of this and thinking, what about that parallel universe where Joe Biden had not sought a second term and there had been a full Democratic primary contest where the party actually chose whoever they thought was going to be the strongest person to run a full campaign?
Yes, pile on Joe Biden, pile on Joe Biden. Tom, Washington, go. Tom's gone. Joaquin, Pennsylvania, go.
Yeah, hey, Jesse, I'm really sorry to hear about your father. I lost a brother this summer myself.
Sorry, brother.
Anyway, yeah, it sucks. You know, he's younger than me. I'm the oldest out of eight. But anyway, you know, my choice for AG is Rudolph Giuliani. I don't know if he's too old, if he still has the strength, but he's a man who really understands what's going on. And before he got into serious trouble now, he did have a radio show every day on ABC. I used to listen to him, and he was talking about the filth of the communists and what they're doing to us. And it's not a matter of retribution anymore. This is a matter of correcting injustices. I don't know how many people are sitting in jail right now. There's Tina Peters. There's all the people from January 6th.
Yep.
There's just so many political prisoners that need to be dealt with.
They do. And Joaquin nailed it. It's about justice. People have to be arrested. Government people for the crimes they've committed. Not revenge, not rampaging mobs, not violence. People who have committed crimes, who have used their position in the government to commit crimes against the American people. They have got to be arrested, and not only arrested, the trial needs to be public. If you want the American people to begin to just start trusting their institutions and trusting their government again, then government people must be punished. I'm not talking about putting people in camps and any of that crazy stuff. Dig in, find out who committed crimes, because a lot of them did, and start prosecuting them. It has to happen. It has to happen. Ben, Tampa, go. Oh, I didn't click it. Sorry. Ben, Tampa, go.
Tampa, go. Yeah. Kamala's favorite line with a slight variation is, I dream of what will not be without what has been.
Ben, I think you overthought that. It's a good effort, though. What you need is some relief factor, Ben. All right, listen, because I can tell you're in pain. We're all in pain. Everyone, especially as you get older, pain comes. Relief Factor is a supplement. It's a 100% drug-free supplement. It's a unique formula that's got natural ingredients in it. And what it does is your body's trying to fight that inflammation in your back and your muscles and your wherever. Relief Factor helps your body fight the inflammation. Help your body fight the pain. 3 weeks. Take it for 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, don't ever order anymore. They sell 3-week quick start kits for $19.95. Go relieffactor.com or call them 1-800-4-RELIEF. The stuff is freaking miraculous. It works. It does. Jeremy, Washington, go. You know, I think I've screwed this up for the last time today.
And now
here's a headline.
But go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
U.S. soldier dies of injuries from Gaza pier. Latest casualty of the Biden-Harris military policy. I almost forgot we put up some stupid pier we never even used just for public relations. And yet another American warrior dead. Dow soars 1,500 points to a record high in the best day since 2022 after the Trump election win. Man, if you have any kind of investments at all, thank your lucky stars Dome didn't win last night, because that Dow would have went the other direction in a hurry. Oh, look, the euro falls against the dollar after Trump's victory. The whole world is making adjustments right now because Trump won and Dome didn't. It's glorious. Hackers demand France's Schneider Electric pay a $125,000 ransom in baguettes. That might be the most French thing I think I've ever heard of in my entire life. There's no doubt from where they come from. Now, you, go smile. Smile yourself to sleep. Enjoy time with your family. We will be back to do it again tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.